From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from the University of Chicago Graduate School of Business, with a network of 40,000 alumni worldwide, on the web at chicagogsb.edu.
It was 50 years ago this summer that Americans finally won the legal right to read whatever they want to read. 50 years since poet Allen Ginsberg's Howl went on trial in a San Francisco courtroom, a trial I covered as a young reporter for the Associated Press. Like many works before it, Howl had been declared obscene by law enforcement authorities, who banned its sale. But in this case, it led to the trial in 1957 and a decision by Municipal Judge Clayton Horn that just about ended government book banning. San Francisco police had arrested bookseller-poet Lawrence Ferlinghetti and a clerk, Shigeyoshi Muraho, for selling Howl at Ferlinghetti's North Beach bookstore, City Lights. City Lights had published and distributed the poem, despite Ferlinghetti's strong suspicion that we would be busted, not only for four-letter words, but also for Howl's frank sexual, especially homosexual, content. The police reported proudly that larger downtown stores that had also sold Howl took the books off the shelves the day they raided City Lights, and they promised to go after other books that contained dirty words if they won the trial. Two leading ACLU attorneys and a famed criminal lawyer defended Ferlinghetti and his sales clerk. The most dramatic trial session came when a group of renowned authors, critics, and teachers took the stand to defend Howl and make the prosecution look ridiculous as it faced the experts with feeble arguments about dirty words. Novelist and UC English professor Mark Shorer led the defense witnesses. He praised Howl for using the rhythms and language of ordinary speech, necessarily the language of vulgarity, which is absolutely essential to the poetic theme. Poet and essayist Kenneth Rexroth called Howl prophetic work which greatly resembles the Bible in purpose and language, the most remarkable poem published by a young man since World War II. 2 weeks later, Judge Horn announced its decision before a packed courtroom. He ruled, in effect, that only readers had the right to censor publications by simply refusing to buy or read any that offended them. With the perspective, this is Dick Meister.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.